check on things, so you won't have to be down. So, let's see, they're working this pressure thing on the truck, I think they've got a chance of Drew Pastore, they're looking at compromise, taking in his tax credit for political contribution, but taking out the checkbox, which is, on the merits, a bad idea. What Pastore's really been after is the tax credit. You could argue from our viewpoint the tax credit or deduction works hard on it, because either a deduction or credit would support the large taxpayer than the small one. More large taxpayer, what's left? It's not about $10 or like that. It isn't enough to make any difference. You'd have to make the contribution in order to get the credit, and it isn't going to generate that much of a contribution process. So I can take it next year. Yeah, if you like any other contribution. I'm not sure if my figure's right. It's a low number of some kind. It isn't. Maybe be up to 100, but I don't think it is. Less bad than the other. And they're putting the pressure on. They think that what they think is that the conference, that they won't be able to solve the conference. But they think, especially if they can get the conference papers to the House first, which is what they're also working on, they think the House can turn down the conference report and instruct conferees on a resubmission and get that out. So they're not strong enough, they're not in a degree of certainty, but they see some possibilities at least. And they're mobilizing a hard pressure drive down Charlie's on the outside to try and put the screws on these people and try and convince business, which has been difficult to do that. Well, trying to convince them that you mean it about the veto.
Yeah,
that was the other thing. See, they're talking about the threat of it. Park has handled that, and he's gotten some others to hit Mills on it, that there is no threat of a veto here. In fact, it was not a threat, it was a statement. Awesome. Yeah. And so he's playing that game. comes first, and then the court. That's, they were going to do butt slides. That 5.5, what's the federal pay raise, make sure that's annual. But we're backing that now. That's set for yeah, to make sure that applies to the year rather than just the first pay raise. And there should be fairly good shape on that because the mythology they used in that in getting the support they got was that it fit the guidelines.
Could have missed this 5.5 for the year.
That's right. That's the only no road in that.
Yeah.
Probably no in your voting.
Very true. Misleading.
assessing one
column to have a considerable effect, as I mentioned earlier, on the New York community. It's constantly giving us a bad time. It's Perry, the wealth of the National Observer, James Perry. If you follow him, I'll follow him. It goes way back to 66. I don't know what the situation is. Maybe like a fellow from Wall Street Journal is saying here. Here's maybe it may be part of that, you know, maybe a little group.
Yeah.
Might be work. Only because the influence is important for you. Which is obviously. I know that you look back over the last 4 or 5 months.
He says, yeah.
And he was in 68, too. He's trying to go back and check that. Same record. So, just maybe it's the way he feels. I can't even tell. Could it be that,
yeah, there may be something that's
coming and bugging.
Got to keep an untangle.
There could be. Why is there anything to try to get across to them? What interest might have been to find?
Well, to both of them, I think that the more you get across that their value for the next year is not in their being here and worrying about, you know, substance, but in getting out and talking. Talking to influential people individually, talking to the right kinds of groups, getting on TV. And standard line, but the more you can encourage that, because we're pushing, both of them are much more useful out than they are in here. They both come up the works when they get into the
work. In here they do come up the works because they do love to talk. Have to be knowledgeable when they say things. When does the stands get back, you know?
Same day as your mom.
Right. There's been a story out, and I may suppose it could be Burns, but a story out that I got a comment, a million speech of it being in.
There's a whole series of
that I did at the luncheon now. The thing about it, start with what is the truth. These are totally without any foundation in fact. Whatever. Absolutely not. If you have any thought to it or anybody working on it.
Yeah, but everybody thinks it's Burns, assumes it's Burns. And I don't know whether that's true or not, but I'm sure he's capable of it, I guess. It isn't just, there's a whole series. It's a strong move, and it may be a consortium of anti-Connie type speaking of different ways, or it may just be out there moving effectively. But it's that kind of line that now, you know, the president has stepped in. And we let Connie run out to the end of the rope, but he's jerked it back now, that kind of stuff. We're trying to create that feeling. See, push, I don't know whether that'll bother Connie or not.
That's the problem. I'm concerned. I'm not concerned a bit about the speculation. But he raised one with Henry. And I just don't like the. Any chance there that again to see him in his White House staff.
Yeah.
Well, there's a number of stories also have said that Kissinger had to step in and he thinks Henry did put that on the comment of,
yeah, apparently, because he told Trump's that. I guess he told Henry that.
When they sent
doesn't do that normally. Those people could have Arthur do that Henry stepped in. Arthur could use that. Maybe he does.
You're not allowed to mention anything. You're talking to him, you know, in very violent terms. Anything indicates that Connie's being.
Well, Connie hit it head on in a meeting that Schultz, Connie, and Kissinger had. But Connie said something about people speaking stuff or something. Schultz asked him after the meeting, said, who were you referring to? And he said, I was referring to Kissinger. And then Connie apparently, it was the day he came back from the meeting thing, and they were out on the lawn, and Mitch and Connie apparently got kissed to your side at that point, and told him he met him.
So good for him.
And,
shake hands up.
That's probably as possible. That isn't usually the way Henry goes at something, though. I mean, I'd be surprised if he did that. I wouldn't be surprised if Arthur did, because it's exactly the way I always have Arthur to do that. And I'm sure there are other anti-Connie people around. They're just anybody that gets up as far as he's up is going to get shot at by a lot of people.
Well, I'm even concerned about our own staff people. You know. I do talk to lots of people. They're trying to keep them from knowing anything. Also the possibility of Peterson, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So he's cutting off, so.
Yeah.
Now, can you reassure?
Yeah.
You want to reassure Connor too, right?
Yeah.
So your job is in.
Well, I think it's good for him to know from us that we're worried about that kind of stuff, rather than his thinking that we're putting that together.
Why don't you do that?
I don't know how much he gets over there, whether it's worth trying to catch him on the phone. Or...
Well, I'll just be... Just some dollars in every goddamn square. I want to hear you.
There's no problem doing it on the phone. There. It's probably better rather than letting something stir in his own mind there.
Farm? Yeah. So that he isn't thinking about the way back to me.
Yeah.
This is on there in a couple of stories. That's the story of your excellent foundation back in 2 minutes.
Others.
I think we are.
Now let's say not. Say we're better.
I wonder. We don't punish like others say. That's the difference.
Well, the others tried to punish and didn't succeed. We tried to and not succeed.
I think it's really when Connie public can't believe on his dream. Well, let's stand to take quite a long while. But it's the best way to use it, Connie, what do you think? I think anyone else can, I think we're talking to Kevin.
And I think what Coach stands on, not getting into, and I think he'd understand it, that there will be some things out of Stan's trip that will be of some interest to the cabinet, as contrasted to the how many hours he spent with the prime minister and
correct,
you know, what the Pope said and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
I write a report and then give some high spots, but the details come later.
Yeah.
Yeah, the time interview has got to be before the 20th. And that's their deadline. If you were going to New York the 18th and 19th, would you want to do it up there?
No, I'm good here. Okay, I'll work out a time. I'm going to see what develops.
You could do it in Florida on the 17th if you're down there.
All right. I'll figure out.
If you were in Florida, do it from there.
No, I think that's a bad shot. Just decide.